Time for the 5-second rule. It's very simple. We're going to give you a number, usually 3, but sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower. And then you have 5 seconds to name that number of things from that category. Before the sound of the mummy, or it used to be called beat the buzzer, but now it's called 5-second rule. We'll start. We'll all take turns doing categories. Rob is first. Hello, Rob. You have 2 B's at the end of your name. Congratulations on the bonus B. Hey, Rob. I have a bonus.
Thank you.
I celebrate the bonus letter myself. Rob, your number is 3, and your category is candy bars you could buy at a gas station that do not have peanuts in them.
Great job, Rob.
Milky Way.
You're on a bit of a delay. That's okay.
That was,
yeah.
We'll give you, here, we'll give you 5 more.
Milky Way.
Okay. Just how it's going. Got it. Thank you, Rob.
Nailed it.
Yes. Perfect.
All right,
stuck
John.
That landing.
Bet you're glad you heard that so you can hear how to do it.
All right,
ready?
John. John, your number is 3, and your category is cousins you've considered having a romantic relationship with.
Elvis.
Elvis?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Thank you, John.
Too.
Might as well have just said Milky Way. That's been successful. Rory joins us. Hello, Rory.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Rory, tell us 3 places you could bring a penguin.
Antarctica, Alaska, and Michigan.
Well done. Sure. Didn't overthink it. We also would have accepted 7-Eleven, Subway, and church.
Yeah, 100%. Work.
Yeah.
A baseball game.
Yeah. Joe in Nashville. Hello, Joe.
Morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play 5-second rule?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, Joe. Your number is 3, and your category is fictional characters you don't want urinating in your car. Go.
Bart Simpson, Peter Griffin, and Lois Griffin.
Yeah, mostly the families. I get it. Yeah. Well done, Joe.
Can't argue that.
Nicely done. This is Jenna in West Michigan. Jenna, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Maitland has a number and a category for you.
All right, Jenna, I need you to name 3 ways to get out of a ticket.
Flash them, strip, and do a dance.
Flash them. What was the
strip
second one?
And do a
strip.
Dance.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
She said Ritz.
Crackers.
Yeah. Rip. Oh, Ritz crackers would be more likely to get
that
you
get
out
me.
Of one. Well done, Jenna. Hold on.
Yeah.
Tony. Hello, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play the 5-second rule?
I am.
Is your answer going to be Milky Way?
It might.
Okay. I like it. Tony, your number is 3. Name 3 famous people named Tony.
Holy cow.
You were looking for
not even one.
Tony Danza, Tony Hawk,
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, Anthony Hopkins.
The Tiger.
Yeah.
The Tiger.
Tony, the Tiger, yeah.
Stark.
Tony Soprano.
Tony Orlando.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony.
Oh,
that's 3 of them right there.
I would have counted that as 3 too.
All 3.
Because they were all spelled
Tonys.
Different.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
All right, John. Your number is 3, and your category is made-up wrestlers.
Hulkamania, Steve the Nash, and Rick No Flair.
Hulkamania, Steve the Nash, and Rick No Flair. It was a little late, but I like your barely minimal effort.
Yeah.
John, let's give it to you. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
This is Bobby. As people drop out and didn't make it, there are new lines opening. 1-800-947-3979. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, man.
All right, Bobby, I want to hear 4 fictional characters you've been aroused by.
Oh, geez.
It's hard to narrow it down, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Is the hardest part remembering which of the dwarfs' names it was?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of cartoon characters, not really helping.
That's tough. Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby Brady.
Bobby Brady.
It's always been the go-to.
Maggie in Michigan. Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
Hello. Howings has a number and a category for you.
I sure do. Your number is 3, and your category is things in your sock drawer you don't want people to know about. Go.
Vibrator, lube, and puppet.
Oh! The puppets are embarrassing, aren't they?
Yeah.
A little.
Okay, well done. Do you really have puppets?
I believe her.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay. Yes, the other two, though, yeah, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Maggie, well
That's
done.
Not embarrassing.
The name is Haynes, the clam pleasurer.
Casey. Maitland is going to have a category for you, but it's after we spend some time thinking about the clam punisher puppet.
Haynes, the clam pleasurer.
Oh, not punisher?
No.
Only if she's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the two are so closely aligned in some cases.
Well, totally.
Oh, Haney.
All right, Casey. Your number is 3. Your category, things you don't want in your mouth.
A vagina, a carrot, a bone.
What a day for your girlfriend or wife, huh? Yeah.
Other than a vagina and a carrot, guys.
We don't know.
I'm gay, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm sorry I jumped to that conclusion.
Oh, yeah? Well, then explain the carrot.
Thank you, Casey. That does it makes more sense.
Yeah.
The two seemingly random things. God, I'd rather be eating carrots. Can you imagine hearing that? Maitland, can you imagine hearing that?
Yes.
I'd rather be eating carrots right now. Mm-hmm. Mike in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Mike, your number is 3. Your category is, like Mike is to Michael, 3 other names that are shortened appropriately.
Steve is to Steven, Greg is to Gregory, and Robert is to Bob.
We'll accept that. Well done. Yeah. I thought it was a confusing bear trap I laid out for you, but it wasn't. Good job. Corey!
Hello.
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 Corey, are you wearing your Haynes clam puncher?
No.
Pleasurer.
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 Come on, man. It's
Somebody
not
wrote puncher just now. I want to make it rough. All right, Steve. Give him a rough
one. Corey, your number
rub
is...
his face in it, Steve.
Your number is 3, and your category is... defunct airlines.
Defunct airlines? Oh, yeah. Man, I haven't done.
Oh! Well, I appreciate the discourse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corey.
Pan Am. Hooters.
Yeah, Hooters.
Hooters
oh
was an airline.
Hooters was a big one. Yeah. Hooters airline wasn't there.
I mean, yeah. Northwest?
Continental.
Eastern.
God, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Then they merged with, like, the United.
Continental and United, yeah. Jessica joins us. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica, I want you to name 3 fake dating apps.
The Hook.
The Hook?
Sorry, guys.
Is that just,
that one's
is,
for
that
just day.
Is that just a place in your town where they hang up single people? Thank you.
The Hook.
Hey, well, I'm going to go see if there's anything good on The Hook. Just some farmer hanging there, legs all askew.
Awful.
I get down. Let's try something a little different. Hank, you remember the game?
Yes, of course.
Can
I
you give
do.
The next
yeah.
person a topic for that?
Yes, I can. And I failed on the game. Do you want me to with a 30-second timer?
Yes. Jesse, we're changing it up on the fly a little bit. We're going to do something that we used to do called the game. Hot Wings is going to give you a topic. You have to speak on it for 30 seconds like you're a trained lecturer and a smart, smart person. Without saying or having a large pause. Now, whether or not you're accurate, I don't care.
Okay. Your topic is to speak for 30 seconds without saying or about proper library etiquette. Begin.
Proper library etiquette. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to pretend. And it's where you line all. It's how you... get your categories and your books and put them all together. It's where you can see exactly where a book is in the library, and you can look it up on a computer, or you can get cards from the front library desk to find out the proper spot for your book or location. You can...
I'm going to give it to you. That was like riding with someone who's driving in third gear with the parking brake on. But
yeah, I'm trying. I know that wasn't it.
I mean, clearly I asked you to describe a thing you've never been in and don't know what the word etiquette means.
That's exactly right, boss.
Good job, Jesse.
That's exactly right, boss.
So under that, guys, you did fantastically.
God. Yes. Give it to him. He's in. That was great.
You get a card at the library desk.
Maitland, you, same thing, 30 seconds.
Okay.
This is Mike in Nashville. Hello, Mike.
Morning, y'all.
You ready to try this? We're doing the game now.
Okay.
You have
okay.
to speak for 30 seconds without saying or
All right, Mike, I need you to speak for 30 seconds on why it's okay to lie to your significant other.
It's okay to lie to your significant other whenever you're supposed to be at work, but you decide to go golfing with the boys. It's okay to speak, or it's okay to lie to your
No, he said counts
against
yeah.
you.
Yeah, sorry. It's the game.
John in Ohio. Hello, John.
Hello.
John, will you speak for 30 seconds on why you think it's time for a dictatorship?
It's time for a dictatorship. Oh, man, anything with that one would have worked fine.
I'm going to give it to you because I enjoyed your reaction so damn much. Just the long silence after the saying the sentence and then just, yeah, nope, not going to do it.
It's like he's running for office and he thought, I can't say any of this.
What if he is? He calls back. He's like, yeah, I'm like running for the state Senate.
I can't say it's a good time for a dictatorship.